Tyler coming on the line.
All right, thanks. Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Harvey?
Yes.
Hey, Harvey, my name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing for the state of Pennsylvania. How's your day going?
Good. How are you?
Day's going well. No complaints. You know, happy Tuesday. Kind of start things off here. I know you were speaking with Doug. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. He brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction and a few other things. But before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to, like, how the program works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Yeah, I guess so. He was saying that I guess I'd be, like, on Google on the first page. I guess that's the whole point of this.
Correct, yes. You basically, anybody that types in a keyword related to services that you're offering, whether it be, like, lawn care services, lawn maintenance, any keywords related, lawn mowing, edging, you would be found as the top recommended option on the front page of Google. But this way, calls would be able to call you directly, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee whatsoever for the calls that come directly to you. Okay. Now, also, Harvey, it's offered to you, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis. The program does require a 2-month verbal agreement that strictly makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years because we are results-driven. However, the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward, if you are to try the services, is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. Okay. Now, the Platinum package is designed to show you a return within that time frame, though, Harvey. Now, let's go over the pricing. And if you like the pricing, I'll go ahead and go over all the program details that it comes along with, because there's quite a bit of them. But normally, without any of the discounts, it does run at a $599 value with a $299 programming fee. But with the discount, I'd be able to reduce the cost down to just $299, implementing a 50% discount there, and waiving the programming fee entirely. And that would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point, Harvey, or surcharges. And like I said, I'd be waiving the setup fee entirely.
Okay. Now, so what you're saying is it's pretty much $300 to start off.
Roughly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And it would be locked in at that discounted rate each and every month. It would never go up on you. But all the program details that it comes along with, Harvey, is going to be complete Google local optimization setup. You're placed under the map, found as a top recommended option inside of your local area, but this way calls could come directly to you. And then what we would also be doing for you would be placing you on the first page of Bing's search engine as well. It's owned by Microsoft. And then also, we would be helping the ranking of your company for being newer by placing you on 60 online directories. These are directories that Google has their web crawlers go out to index on a day-to-day basis in order to help newer companies rank on the front page. So basically, Harvey, you're going to be placed on the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. These directory submissions are all directories that consumers use as well. And then what we would also do is build you a website. Now, the website, wait, you said you did have a website that was built? Is that correct?
Yes.
Give me a second here. Let me see if I could find it.
I mean, I guess I kind of do, I kind of don't. I mean, I did build a website on this app, but I guess I don't have, like a legit, like URL or whatever link, like it's just like under like my email, but like
oh understood. So okay, so there's no domain name or anything purchased.
Yeah
okay well I mean that's something that we can help you. Well, let me see here. Actually, I just found your GMB page, Google My Business, and it said, let me make sure it's yours though. Is it the same area? No. What, this is in, yeah, it shows 717-271-1534. It shows a website, directions, and also a call button, but it shows that you're servicing Lancaster County. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did find yours. You have a Facebook that's built and everything. Okay. Now, since you already have this website that's built, looking at it right now, it is turnerharvey77.wixsite.com. Now, this is yours. Now, what we can do is we wouldn't go into the into the and changing the content that's on here. But what we can do is we can promote it as is online. That way consumers see exactly who you are and what you can do for them in detail, and they'd be able to contact you directly, because we'd be placing it on not only Google and Bing, but we do place it on the search engine as well. That way, if those are avenues consumers go down to do searches for the services, they'd be able to pull the Wix site up from the platform they're searching from and contact you directly. Okay, and then also, we would get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online to type any of those searches into the search box, you'd be found as soon as those phrases are typed in. But Harvey, I do have a question for you. I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but when it comes to servicing our clients, how many clients would we have to bring you, in other words, in order to offset the price of $299 and make it become profitable for you?
You're saying like monthly?
Correct.
I would hope like 5 to 10 people.
5 to 10. Okay. Well, I mean, it's definitely, realistic and doable. It is seasoned. The reason why I asked that question, or bring it to your attention to begin with is because I did type in to our analytics lawn care maintenance. In the last 30 days, it shows me all the searches that were conducted within the Denver area, but I also typed it in just to the Lancaster area to see how many searches were conducted in that area since you're servicing that county. And it shows me right here, that it's been searched, lawn maintenance has been searched, 1,203 times in the last 30-day time frame. Now, I don't want to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you 1,200 phone calls towards your company. I'm sure you know as well as me, Harvey, that's not realistic whatsoever.
That'd be awesome, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just the searches that were conducted in the entire county in the last 30 days. But like I said, it is our goal to get you that 10 or more clients that you're looking for. And that is realistic and doable. And the way we go about getting you those clients is we would go into each individual area and program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for those services. Once we program your company and get you found in the areas where those searches are being conducted from, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. But also, I mean, even if we brought you, worst case scenario, of course, if we brought you 1%, that would still lead around 12 phone calls towards your company. But what we found out, Harvey, is by when the calls come directly to you by consumers that are out there looking for services you're offering, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing the search, of course. And then what we also offer is targeted marketing. So I know the home base for you is in the Denver area, the 17517 zip code, but when it comes to servicing our clients, like I said, do you cap it off at the Lancaster County area, or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel?
Yeah, it just depends on the job. Like actually for today, for example, I'm going the whole way out to Elizabethtown, which is like 40-minute drive. But
oh wow.
Okay. But it's a job that obviously pays good enough for me to do that. So I usually don't, but it's actually one of the customers that I've been doing for a year now, and she needed help at her. She's a real estate agent at one of her houses, so I'm just helping her out. But like I said, obviously it pays. But I mean, like you're saying, you could have one customer, and the one customer could be a $300 job, and then that pays it back right there. So
exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It all depends on the job, but yeah.
Exactly.
But, yeah,
and
I
what
mean,
I was
yeah.
getting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was like, no, just to answer your question, I mean, pretty much is I usually end it around Lancaster, like the Reading area. Lancaster is like on the one end, and then Reading's on the other opposite way. So I pretty much don't really go past there. Or at least I don't try to. Like for just weekly stuff like mowing, trimming, all that stuff.
Understood. Okay. Yeah, for the smaller jobs, you're definitely not going to want to go as far. It's not going to pay your gas, your time, or your resources. So if it's not worth, I definitely get where you're coming from. But what we allow you to do, Harvey, is we would allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. We can geographically target you by town or zip code or city. But the reason we allow you to hand select the areas you want to work in is because you may know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or the areas that are bringing you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here is to program into the areas that you like to work in, but are also areas that are making you the most bang for your buck. Okay, but again, you know, that's why we offer our services here with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, like I said, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. But with all of the services that we include, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
All right. Well, Harvey, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, of course, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 717 area code 271-1534, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's where Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 880 Scenic Drive in Denver. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That is my home address.
Okay, so if it's a home address, we never showcase that for the public to see. That's always going to be hidden, but what we do is we draw a circle around the zip code that your business is located in. That way the consumers that you're doing work for know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course. Okay. And then also, Harvey, for the account purposes, I'm going off the business name, but is your last name Turner?
Yes.
Okay, just putting two and two together. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your company?
It's my last name Turner, my first name Harvey77@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have TurnerHarvey77@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the company?
I honestly pretty much work on Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
I usually work from, anywhere from like 6 a.m. till pretty much dark, honestly, till like 6 to 8 o'clock at night sometimes.
Oh, wow. Long hours. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so 6 to 8, Monday through Sunday, and you can always change those. Say you grow and you don't want to, if you don't want to do longer days, you're always able to customize the hours of operation or anything on the account that you would like. Okay, you just got to let us know that you want those changes implemented, and we can get those changed for you immediately. Okay, but also, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, credit cards, or how does that work for your business?
Right now I usually get paid by cash, check. People been Venmoing me. I haven't took credit card or anything like that. They're like pretty much just three things I use the most, is Venmo, cash, and check.
Okay, perfect. All right. We can add all of those. A lot of people use Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, so if Venmo is something that you use, we can make sure that's the method of payment that people know that you use, okay? And then also, one more time?
I said, yeah, actually, almost 90% of the customers I deal with use Venmo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and my roommate use Venmo all the time to, transfer each other money and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely a good, it's a good platform to have, absolutely. And then also, Harvey, now, give me one second here. Oh, yeah, and I saw that you had a Facebook built when I was doing a search for the website that I found, but did you have, like, any other sorts of social media? Like, did you have I did find an Instagram, too. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
so we can
I have Instagram, Facebook, and then a website, and that's about it.
Okay, perfect. Well, we can make sure that we promote all these for you. That way they're seen and you're always getting exposure to them. That way you're seeing exposure towards them, you're seeing a return on investment. Okay, very important. And then also, if we would need to get a hold of you, Harvey, in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What would be the best way you prefer us to reach you?
I guess text message or phone call doesn't really matter.
Okay, so we'll send you a text message or a phone call first if we need to get a hold of you. But what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email. This way you have, you're going to have two forms of contact in this email. This is for your records, and if you have any questions or you need anything changed or adjusted on the account, if you call these two numbers, you can reach a live agent each and every time, me being one of them, and or client support or a live client support agent as well. My number directly to my desk that we're speaking on right now is at the very bottom of the email, okay, right above my Google credentials, and then the other numbers at the very top right when you open the email, okay? So let me know when you receive that, please. It just showed me it sent over to you successfully.
Yeah, I just got it now.
Perfect. And you are going to be getting everything else sent over to you. Right now I'm going to be sending you a recap of what we discussed with the price point and everything like that. And then but the last thing that we would need to do here, Harvey, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for your company?
It'll probably be a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have, like, one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name, okay. And the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Just another question.
Yes,
so
sir.
This 299... that be taken out today, or how does that work?
Great question. So it is taken out today. It is an upfront payment because we do set you up for what we call a client interview. The client interview process is when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they'd be going over, like, the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're programming it to work in, and we would also be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. I can get you in today for that interview. But yeah, it is an upfront payment to get you set up for that interview because we do start the services the day of.
So I guess I should have made it a little more detailed. So does it get taken out, like, I guess this second? The only reason I ask that is I don't know how much money I have. But I have cash on me that I have to run to the bank to deposit. That's why I was wondering, like, I guess when it was being taken out. I didn't want it to be taken out this second and, like, not go through for you or something.
Oh, understood. Okay. Would you be able to maybe check your account to see if the funds available, or do you know for a fact that they're not in there and you know you have to make a deposit?
I can check really quick, but I'm almost positive. I'm like $99 short, so I'd have to go
okay.
Put money in.
Understood. Okay. Now what's your schedule looking like today? What time do you think you're going to be able to do that?
I would say in the next, I would say hour or two, I could do it.
Okay. Because what we can do, if you're serious about, getting the listing, is we can set you up for a post-date option, Harvey, meaning, we can take the payment information now. That way we lock the position into place. That way we're not, that way it's not open back up to the floor when we disconnect. That's how the phone system works here. So if you wanted to do that, and then I can give you a call maybe back in an hour or two, and find out if you were able to put the funds in the account before running the card. And then once I get the okay from you, then I would run the card with you on the phone and then send you over an invoice right then and there with you on the phone as well. Would you want to go ahead and do a post-date option, or you just want to wait till you get the funds in there?
I mean, I can give you the card information if you want.
Well, that's the only reason I asked that is because the way our phone system works is when we disconnect, we're connected to the next top rated company in the area for the lawn care service, for the lawn care category. So I just hate to see you lose out on the opportunity. If you do, this will lock the position into your position to where it's going to close out the category and we're going to call a whole different category. I think the next category that we're working on is plumbing. Okay, so give me 1 second here, though. Okay, I don't know why that didn't. Okay, perfect. All right, and then, yeah, for the post-date option, like I said, I'll give you a call back as soon as the funds are in the account. When would be a good time to follow up with you, though, so I can put it in my calendar right now?
I mean, you can probably call me around, like, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay, give me a sec. Right now it's about 11:30, right? 11:26?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, excuse me, about an hour and a half. Okay. I can do that for you. And then also the card. Now, like I said, the card, they do read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right. It is 5143772661.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was after 7726?
It was 7726 and then 6117.
There you go. Okay. And the last four?
1059.
And the expiration month and year?
1225.
And the little code that's on the back?
890.
890. Okay. And is that car connected to the 80 Scenic Drive address in Denver?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So now the position is locked into your position. Like I said, you have my word. I will not be running the card for another hour and a half until 1 o'clock, okay? Or actually, I'm going to give you a call at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to run the card with you when I have you on the line. Now also, give me one more second here. And you did receive the other email, right, with the recap of what we discussed?
Let me check.
Okay, because my number is located on all the emails. At the very bottom.
Yep. Yeah, I just got another. Yeah, I got two emails from you. That's what I should have, right?
Yes. Yep. Yep. I sent you the one with the two phone numbers, and then I sent you the one with the recap, okay, of everything that we discussed and everything you're going to be receiving, and there's examples and everything that you can look at. but other than that, like I said, the position is locked into place right now, and then I will give you a call at 1 today, and then we'll go ahead and take it from there. But I do want to ask here, before we disconnect, Harvey, did you have any other questions that I can answer and clarify for you in the meantime?
You're just saying, so when I sign up, when you call back at 1, it's a two month thing. So I'm solid for 2 months, and then after that, if say I want to stop or keep going, and that's up to me at that point, correct?
Yes, and it's the only cancellation process is a phone call 3 days or before the next billing would be due. That way we can contact you. That way we can opt you out of the services. You're not billed for the next oncoming month. So it's a very simple cancellation process that we do have here.
All right.
Okay.
Nope. All right, Harvey. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you have any other questions, you do have my phone number. So if anything changes prior to the 1 o'clock callback, feel free to reach out to me, and we'll go ahead and take it from there. Other than that, I'll reach out to you this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Okay?
All right. Okay.
All right, Harvey. Well, I appreciate your time, and we'll speak here soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. you, everyone. And thanks again when it goes green.